We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, we had Governor Tom Wolf on. One of our many questions was about the restaurant industry, and right now at 25% capacity indoor dining and no bar offerings, then would you be willing to consider changing that? He said yes, but then Dr. Rachel Levine from the state later yesterday afternoon said we're not considering that yet until our numbers go down. And meanwhile, in Harrisburg, our next guest was there to talk about the industry, and we've talked to John Longstreet before. He is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. John, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Thank you, Larry. Glad to be with you and Kevin.
So you were with a pretty impressive group that represents an array of people directly affected financially on this front. How did that go in your conversations with the Republicans in Harrisburg?
Well, you're referring to the House Republican Policy Committee that held a hearing on the same subject that you talked to the governor about. Predominantly the most recent order that took restaurants from 50% back to 25%. And I think that it was obviously, it was a friendly hearing towards that group that was there. And there were a lot of restaurateurs, people that are on the line that are standing to lose their business and have had to eliminate many employees' jobs, which is the real sad part of this, and the Tavern Association presented as well. I think what it accomplished, Larry, is it helped to shed additional light on the subject. And the real subject at hand right now is taking restaurants from 50% back down to 25%, which essentially is the same as closing them for all intent and purposes. When we very first talked with the governor's team about green standards, well before when they were rolled out, they asked us about capacities. We told them at the time that they should not open at 25% like some other states had tried because it's unsustainable. In the states that I have counterparts in that we talked with that opened at 25%, they estimated as many as 70% of the restaurants could not open because they couldn't sustain it. So we told them at the time that they needed to open at a minimum of 50%, and thankfully they did. And they put in proper social distancing standards and face masking, which are the two things which have been proven to stop the spread of the virus. An arbitrary capacity number has nothing to do with that. Ohio is an example of a state where they said you have to do 6-foot social distancing, face masking, and all the other protocols, and they don't even deal with capacities for that reason because it means nothing. I'm gratified to hear that your conversation with the governor yesterday, he was open to the idea because the 25% came out of the blue. We don't know where it came from. Its only significance is it's going to put restaurants out of business and hundreds of thousands of employees out of work and not make anybody safer at the same time. That's the sad part.
It's unbelievable. 25% capacity, that's like taking a 4-cylinder motor and running it on one cylinder. You got a lawnmower at that point. You're not going anywhere. I mean, you made state headlines yesterday, John, talking about what would be a disaster of epic proportions if they continue on this path. How devastating is it? I mean, what kind of 25% capacity is going to cause a lot of – how many places do you think to just say it's over, done?
Well, I think we could actually put some numbers on that. And you asked me this before, how many restaurants we thought would close permanently. And there were not good numbers at the time because we were so early on. Just last week, Yelp did a nationwide study of restaurants, and they determined that of restaurants that closed temporarily, 60% of those that close temporarily will never reopen. In other words, they'll close permanently. So we did some quick calculations in Pennsylvania. When we had the initial shutdown and we only had to-go dining and takeout restaurants, about 50% stayed open for that. And we believe that at 25% capacity, the same thing will happen. So if half of the restaurants temporarily closed, that means that 7,500 restaurants never reopen in Pennsylvania. Jeez. And that amounts to, in our calculations, about 200,000 employees.
Unimaginable.
Jobs lost forever.
We're with John Longstreet, Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. So, John, while we have you, I'm hoping, because the governor seemed like he was amenable to the 50%, and that's where you say that's the absolute minimum to be able to just mm-hmm. sustain until we get through this pandemic. And then Dr. Rachel Levine, as we mentioned, said it's not going to happen until the numbers change. So in between, I don't know how long the people that are in business can hang. And maybe you have a much better sense of that.
Well, every day there's more restaurants that are saying we just can't sustain it anymore. We're closing. And remember, that temporary closure means that 60% of them never reopen again. So every day that a restaurant temporarily closes, that's another one that's not going to reopen. Some of the restaurants that testified thought that that number, which is 30% of the restaurants in the state, would never reopen. They thought that was really low based on the people that they work with, the other restaurants that they communicate with. Some of them talk about it being as high as 80%. So it's really significant. Another interesting thing, guys, is that the concept of going back to 50%, which the 25% has no basis in fact. I think Dr. Levine is trying to do everything that she thinks is right, but there is no basis for 25%. That's why I'm very surprised that's even something she's, if you will, hanging her hat on. But what's interesting is even yesterday, the Northwest Democratic Caucus, which is some folks just north of you, Mercer County and on up, sent a letter, 8 representatives to Governor Wolf, imploring him to bring it back to 50%. So it's not a partisan issue. We have support throughout the community of customers, of legislators on both sides of the aisle. They recognize that this 25% has no basis except for putting people out of work.
That's all it's going to do is put people out of work. And by their own recommendations, they said if you wear a mask, you're not, you know, chances of spreading it drop 80%. So if you're socially distanced and wearing a mask, why can't we go up to even 100% or even 50%? And what's going to happen? Are we going to get a federal bailout on restaurants in this state?
Well, there are some packages that would allow restaurants to take additional loans through the PPP program that's being considered as part of COVID-4. And but that's not just for restaurants, and there's not a lot of money in that compared to the first time around. Secondly, we're working with the legislature in Harrisburg, and we appreciate their efforts in trying to help the industry with some relief packages that will help a certain number of restaurants, but there's never going to be enough money to go all the way around. Yesterday, the restaurateurs, when they were asked about relief packages, they said, we appreciate any efforts that people have to try to keep us in business. What we really want to do is just reopen. And if we could just reopen, we don't need handouts. So we're working both fronts on that.
Well, we appreciate the update, John, and thank you for your diligence through this process, and I appreciate you being on today.
Well, thanks for helping to shed a light on this tremendously difficult situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.